Teach you the Daf Yomi is to Gemara Bava Metziah Daf Yud Aleph. We begin at the new Mishnah, about 7 lines from the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph. We continue to learn for the safety and success of Tzahal. They should be able to bring back the Chatufim v'mheira. They should all be safe and successful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shomer on Kol Yisro. Okay, we pick up the new Mishnah. Ra'osan Rotzin Achar Metziah. If people see somebody running after a Metziah, so we're dealing here with an animal, for example, that is running across a field. So, if it's achar tzvi shavur, if it's dealing with an animal that is broken, a deer that is broken, Rashi explains it doesn't have to be dafka, totally broken. Rashi says dehu dumya demitzia she'enu yochol lorutz umishtamer b'soch hasada im lo yitlu acherim. We're dealing here with an animal that could easily be captured by the owner of the field if, in fact, nobody else took this deer first. So this deer is essentially in a field that it can't get out of. Or achar gozolo shlo parku. Or if he's dealing with young birds that cannot yet fly, so they're easily going to be captured. And the person who owns this field says, V'omar, zochso li sodi, let my field go and acquire this broken deer or these little birds that can't yet fly. So Zosolo. So in fact, his field does acquire it for him because he's standing over there, as we'll explain in the Gemara. So it's a field that is Mishtamer. And since he could get them if he went into the field, so his field is able to make a Kinyan Chotzer for him. That's because he is standing there. However, Hayotzvi Rotz Kidarko, if there's a deer that's running normally across the field, Rashi says the same thing would apply. Tosu says rather in Dibur Hamaskel Hayotzvi Rotz Kidarko Hu Adin Afilu Tzvi Shavur, even if it's a deer that is somewhat broken, but if he were to run after it, he wouldn't catch it. In Rotz Achra Ve'ein Magio, he wouldn't be able to capture it. So it just calls it Tzvi Rotz Kidarko Elu Urcha Demilso Noka Dikishirotz Kidarko in Magio. It's dealing here with the ratio of the Mishnah was dealing with a deer that he would be able to capture, and the Seifa is dealing with a deer that he wouldn't be able to capture. Or if there are birds that can fly. So then, the Omer, if he says, Zosuli Sadi, that my field should acquire these deer or these birds for me, lo Omer Klum. He hasn't accomplished anything. There is no Kenyan over here because he couldn't get it. So therefore, his field can't get it for him. Now, the Gemara starts off and explains, Omer Yudam Rishmuel, Vuhu Sha'omed B'tzad Sadeu. B'davka here, we're talking about, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel says, that he is there by his field. And that makes it into a field that is Mishtamer. And therefore, that's why in the Reisha, where it's dealing with the Tzvi Shavur, or Gozlo Shalom Parchu, that he is able to acquire it with the Kinyan Chatzar of his field. Now, the Gemara says, is that really true? He has to be there. Why don't we say that the field should acquire it for him no matter what? Because after all, Dama Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, who's the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Chatzero Shalodom Konalo Shalo Midaito, that your field can acquire something for you. There is a Kinyan Chatzar, even if you don't know about it. We have the principle of Zoch and Liodom Shalom Bafonim, so the field can acquire something for you even though you don't know about it. So why does he have to be standing there? So, the Gemara answers that this statement of Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina, that your field can acquire something for you, Shlomi Dato, is only talking about Hani Mili Bechotzer HaMishtameris. That's if your field, your Chotzer, has actually captured it for you in the sense that it is able to be protecting it so it can't get away. However, Avo Chotzer She'eno Mishtameris, if it's dealing with the type of a field that is not Mishtameris, in other words, just the fact that you have a chotzer there doesn't mean that the animal will stay in that field, but it would be able to get away. So then, avo chotzer she'ena mishtameres. So only then, e'o made b'tzad sodeyu, if you're standing there by the side of the field. So the animal, therefore, is, so to say, mishtameres. So then, in, then yes. However, ilo, but if you're not standing there, so then this din of Yossi Ruchdina, the chotzer she'odom konon lo shalom midato, would not apply. Ilo, lo. Now, how do we know this? We know tema. Where do we know this din that we just brought down? That's based upon the following brisa, the Tanya. This brisa tells us, if the owner of a field is standing in the city, he's at home, and his workers are out in the field working on his crops. And this owner says about his workers, Yodea ani sha'omer sheyeshli basode po'alim shchahu. I know that I have in my field workers that have forgotten about certain sheaves. And when they forget about these sheaves, when they forget about this grain that's growing, so there's a din of shichacha. However, the din of shichacha, that you have to leave it for the aniyim, only applies if both the workers and the owner have forgotten about it. So this owner is now standing in his house in the city saying, I know my workers today left certain grains out there in the field. And that would be shechicha from their point of view. But it's not shechicha from my point of view. I know I have it. And therefore, I am declaring that even if I forget about them later on, I don't want them to be shechicha. As Rashi points out, in Dibur Maaslo, lo yehi shechicha, im chotzav shechicha, even if I subsequently forget about them. Right now, I'm declaring it's not shechicha, and therefore, even if later on it becomes shechicha, it shouldn't be shechicha. So therefore, yocho lo yehi shechicha. You might think that this works. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk tells us, v'shochachta omer basodeh. When you forget a sheaves, omer, in the field, so only basodeh v'shochachta, only in the field, it will be shechicha. When the owner is in the field, the workers are in the field, that's when it's real shechicha. However, v'lo b'ir, but not in the city. Now, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Here we're saying, I might have thought that yochol lo yehi shechicha, Talmud Lomar, you expect the Talmud Lomar to come along and say, yes, it is shechicha. But here we have the Talmud Lomar coming along and saying, no, only in the field is it shechicha, but lo b'ir and not in the city. So what's going on over here? That's what the Gemara now asks. Ha gufa kasha, this brisa doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's intrinsically problematic because Amriz, you first tell me, yochol, I might think, lo yehi shechicha, that it's not going to be shechicha, and you expect it therefore to bring a pasuk that tells us that it is shechicha. Amo hevi shechicha. So that's the first part of the brisa, but then in Osiv Law Gemara, then it brings the proof, basadeh v'shachachta only, v'lo ba'ir v'shachachta. So therefore, it's only going to be shechicha if he's out in the field, but not if he's in the city. That's contradictory to what we said. Amo lo havi shechicha. So which one is it? Is it shechicha or is it not shechicha? From the Reisha, it sounds like it is shechicha. From the Sefer, it says, Meferish, it's not shechicha. So therefore, we can't understand the Brisa the way it is. El alav hochi kamar. Ah. This is what the Brisa must be saying. And here's we have the proof that if the owner is standing in the field, then it is considered that your field is mishtamer and it can capture it for you. But if you're not standing there, then it can't capture for you. It's not considered mishtamer. Elolav hochi kamar. Therefore, this is the way you have to understand the Brisa. Basodeh, when the owner is in the field, shachuach meikaro heve shechicha. So then, if the owner were to forget about it, as well as the workers were to forget about it, they didn't realize that they left that thing behind, so then it's shechicha. You're right. Then heve shechicha, 100%. Everybody forgot about it. However, zachur, if the owner originally knew, and he says, I do not want this to be shechicha, ulu besof shechuach, and then even though he subsequently forgot it, ain shechicha, because the owner is still in the sodeh. My timer, or ask why? Because the kivon dekoy gabo, since the owner is standing right near there, and he says, I don't want it to become shechicha, and then he does forget about it, but since he's standing right there, havile chatzero, v'kot zochsole, his field acquires it for him, even though he forgot, but his field didn't forget, so to say, and his chatzer acquires it for him because he is over there. However, avo be'ir, if he was in the city, afilu zochor, even if he originally said, I do not want this to be shechicha, he remembers it. And then, ulbeso shechuach, and then he forgets it, so he's not by his field. And therefore, it's not a field that's a chotzer mishtameris. And therefore, he's not standing there, ilo lo, and havya shechicha. It would be shechicha. Again, my timer, what's the rationale here? Because the leise gabe, he isn't there to be able, the liskele, that his field should be able to make a chotzer, a kinyan chotzer on his behalf, because he's not there and it's a chotzer sheinu mishtameris. Oh, this brisa supports the statement. Now the Gemara says, why? Why is this the only way to learn the brisa? Maybe Dilma gzeres hakosavi. No, this is based upon the pasuk. Dibesodeh nevi shechicha. Only in the field is it considered shechicha. Ubeir lo nevi shechicha. But if the guy is back in the city, it's not shechicha. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling us. No, it's gzeres hakosavi. Granted, it wouldn't have been what we would have said logically, but this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And therefore, in the field, if he's still there, it is shechicha. However, but here, if he's already in his house, so then lo ne heavy shechicha. It's not going to become shechicha. So it's gzeres hakosav. So Gemara says, no. Can't say it's gzeres hakosav this way because on Makra, the pasuk says, lo soshuv likachto. You don't go back and go and take this item that you've forgotten. And that is an extra verbiage, lerabos shechicha seir. That comes to teach us that the din applies also in the city. Even if the person is back in the city, so then it is going to be shechicha. Gemara says, "Hi, mi boilei lav." But we need this over here to teach us that there's a lav to take shichcha. There's an assay to go take the shichcha because the pasuk says, "Ager la yasol v'lo amona." Yeah. So then, why do we need the words lo social lekachto? That's to teach us that there's also a lav. So there's an assay and a los assay. And that's why we need the words and not extra. Shmuel says, no, if that were the case, if you just wanted to teach me a lo saseh im kain, then the word should have said, name okra lo si kochenu. Why does it say, my lo sashuv? That comes to teach us both the lo saseh in addition to the assay, but also lirabos shichicha seir, to include the din of shichicha, even if the owner is back in the city. Now, where it still says, vakasei mi boi lelichnan, I still need these words. And they're not extra that we can darshan out. Comes to teach us there's a shichcha even in the city because I need it for the following Mishnah. Those sheaves that are still in front of him, there is no din. Ain't shichcha. There is no din of shichcha because he sees them. So he hasn't forgotten them by definition. Shalakra, the ones that he's already passed, however, yei shichcha. They do have din of shichcha because shehu bival tasha, because that's where this law of do not go back and take them applies once he's already passed them. And Zehakal, this is in fact the rule. Kol shu bival toshuv, anything where you're forbidden to go back and take it, oh, that's where shichacha applies. And kol she'eino bival toshuv, but if there isn't a do not return to it, you have it still in front of you, so you can just go and get it from in front of you. It's not a question of returning to it, so then eino shichacha. And that's all we need the pasuk for. And it's not free, therefore, to teach us this din, this shichacha, even if the owner is in the city. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says no. On my cross, the pasuk says yihyeh. The pasuk says lager layasom v'al mona yihyeh. So it will be for them, and that is the extra word lirabos shichachasir. That's to include these grains, these stalks, these sheaves that are forgotten, even if the owner is in the city. So bottom line is, yes, this brisa does successfully prove to us that we have the din of the owner being by it. If the owner is by it, so then there's no shichacha. But if the owner is in fact in the city and he's not by it, it's a chotzer sheinu mishtamer, and his field cannot make a kinyan chotzer on his behalf. That's a valid proof. The din that we started off saying at the very beginning of the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who sha'omei b'tzad sadeh, that it must be a chotzer mishtameris, is in fact validly proven by this brisa. And similarly, the Gemara says, it's not only Rehuda Mashmuel, Ula said the same thing. He held exactly like Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And so too, he also said the same thing. So they all agree that it's only considered the Chotzer Mishtamer to go and acquire this deer that has a broken leg, and or these little birds that cannot fly, only if he's standing there, because you need a Chotzer HaMishtameris. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Ula. Rabbi Abba asked Ula the following question. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, who's Canaan, was a famous Maisa. We've had this many places in Shas where Rabbi Gamliel is on a boat with Rabbi Yoshua, it's Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, and Rabbi Akiva, and also others. And here we have the Maisa just with those three. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, who's Canaan, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, and others are standing over there on the boat. Shahiyu Boim Basin, and they're coming back from a fund collecting trip that they were going collecting funds for the yeshiva, and they're coming back on a boat together. And Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, I have to take off Trumas and Maisos from my field. So I'm not there by the field. So he says, Isur, this Maiser Rishon, Shani Otzid, law mode that I'm eventually going to go take, Notsun Yoshua. However, I'm giving it to Yoshua in the following way. It should go to Rav Shua ben Chananya, who was a Levi, and we turn to Yudala from the Beis, Umakomo Muskalo, because he's going to acquire it, because I'm also renting him the place that the grain is on. Umakomo muskar lo. As Rashi says, the ki bel mimenu shom schar hamakom. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya paid Rabbi Gamliel for the acquisition of that piece of land that the Maaser Rishon was on. The hochik tani sefer niskablu zeh mizeh schar. Since he purchased it over here, and the Gemara is going to ask, v'kol kach loma, the purpose of this was so that she'd be able to acquire the Maaser Rishon, konalo. And the way that he's acquiring it is because now it's his chotzer. He owns that land, and his chotzer will acquire it for him. Because such items such as Maisa Rishon, which is Metalklin, cannot be acquired, Ella Obi Mashicha, e by making a Kinyan Mashicha, by pulling it towards him, O Chatzero Tikne Lo, or his field shall make a Kinyan Chatzir for him. So this was the purpose of Rabbi Gamliel having Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya purchase this area of the field from him, so it could make a Kinyan Chatzir on the Maisa Rishon. Likewise, Rabbi Gamliel said, the Isur Acher, this was a year where you give off Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni, meaning that it was the third or the sixth year of the cycle. In the first, second, and fourth or fifth year of the cycle, you take off Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. And the third and the sixth year, you take off Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni. So this was either the third or the sixth year. And he says, this Maiser Oni that I'm taking off, Nosun Li Akiva Ben Yosef, this will be given over to Rabbi Akiva. Akiva Ben Yosef, Kidei Sheyizkeh Bo Lanim, he was the Gabbai Tzedakah, Rashi says, Gabbai Hayova Oso Shana Shnas Maiser Oni. So this was the third or the sixth year where there was Maiser Oni to be taken off. And likewise, Rabbi Akiva acquired it by purchasing the area that the Maiser Oni was on, or renting it, and he took money from Rabbi Akiva in order that Rabbi Akiva would own that area or rent that area and therefore be the owner of it, and he could make a Kinyan Chatzer on the Maiser Oni. Now that was the Maiser Shehoya, and here is the question that Rabbi Abba asked to Ula. So he asked him, V'chi Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva, Bitzad Sodehu, Shal Rabban Gamliel Hayomdim? How could this Kinyan Chatzer work? Because it's not a Chatzer Mishtameres. They're on the boat with Rabban Gamliel. They're not by the field. So therefore, this Kinyan Chatzer should not have worked. And that's the question that Rabbi Abba asks Ula. Ula dismisses him. And Ula says, Amalei, Dame Haim Rabban. It appears to me that this rabbi, this Rabbi Abba, Kidelo Gamri Inshe Shmaisa, is like a person that never learned the law, never learned the halacha. In other words, your question is not a good question. Now, why not? Sounds like a good question. And that's what we're going to have the next few minutes of the Gemara. It's going to be a shock of a tire back whether Rabbi Abba was asking a good question or was he not asking a good question. So, Rabbi Abba didn't say anything back to Ula. But when he gets to the city of Sura, Kiyosel Sura, Amar Lahu, he goes and tells the other Chaverim over there, the other Tamidei Chacham over there. This is the conversation I had with Ula. Hochi Amar Ula. Ula said this din that the story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and Rabbi Akiva, the way that they acquired, respectively, the Maiser Rishon and the Maiser Oni, was because they made a Kinyan Chatzer, and I asked them, V'hochi Ozvi say, hey, it's not a Chatzer Mishtameres. They're on the ball with him, not by the field. How could a Kinyan Chatzer work? And he told them that Ula didn't accept that. Ula just dismissed him. So Amalei, how mi Rabbanon, so one of the Talmidei Chacham said to Rabbi Abba, the reason why Ula didn't accept your question, he said it's not a good question, was because Rabbi Gamliel mitaltele agav mikarkoi hikno lehem. That in fact, this was not a regular Kinyan Chatzer, but this was a Kinyan agav. And it was a Kinyan agav, and therefore, with a Kinyan agav, when you're selling somebody the land, and then you're going and selling them something mitaltele with the land, so it doesn't even have to be on the land. And therefore, it doesn't have to be mishtamer. You can make a Kinyan agav, you're selling the land, and along with it, some mitaltelim, those mitaltelim don't even have to be on the land. So therefore, it doesn't have to be mishtamer, and that's why Ula dismissed you. Nope, the other Talmidei Chacham that were there listened to this, and Rabbi Zera Kibla, Rabbi Zera said, Taka, he's right. Ula was 100% right. This Talmud Chacham who just explained Ula is 100% right, and your question, Rabbi Abba, therefore doesn't get off the ground. It wasn't a good question, and that's why Ula dismissed you. But Rabbi Abba, lo kibla. Rabbi Abba said, no, that's not a good answer. Again, I disagree. My question is a good question. Now, why? So, on my Rava explains why Rabbi Abba, lo kibla, because Rava said, Taka, Rabbi Abba asked them a good question. You're telling me that this is a Kinyan Agav? Shaper Ovid, the lo kibla. No, Rabbi Abba's right in not accepting this answer, because, V'chi lo hayo lehem sudar, liknos menu b'chalifin? Why didn't they just make it simple? Why did Rabbi Gamliel insist that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva purchase or rent from him space in order to make the Kinyan to acquire the respectively the Maiser Rishon and the Maiser Oni? Why didn't they just do a Kinyan Suder? A Kinyan Suder is, look, we see it at all the weddings, when the Zadok Kedusha, the one who's running the show at the wedding, goes and makes a Kinyan Suder to make sure that the Chosen goes and acquires the responsibilities of the Ksuba. So he makes a Kinyan Suder with them, that they make the Kinyan Suder with the Tanoim to say that they're all going to show up at the wedding. So in that situation, why didn't Rabban Gamliel just take out his kerchief and make a Kenyan Suda to say, you pick up the Suda, and then you'll also acquire, at this point, the Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni, respectively. Why didn't they make a Kenyan Suda? Because the only thing that Rabban Gamliel really owned, once he separates the Maisa Rishon, he separates the Maisa Oni, doesn't really belong to him. It belongs to the Levi. It belongs to the Oni. All he has is the right to decide which Levi to give it to, which Oni to give it to. That's what's called Tovas Hanoah. So the only right that Rabban Gamliel has in the Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni, is what we call Ela Tovas Hanoah. And that is not considered something significant enough that you can go and make a Kenyan Suder on. Eino Mamon, it's not considered valuable. It's just a right. It's almost a worthless type of thing. I'll give it to whichever Levi I want. How much is that worth? It's worth almost nothing. Eino Mamon, Liknos Mimenu B'Chalifin. Chalifin is a Kenyan that is a business Kenyan. And it has to be something significant that I'm exchanging this for that. And therefore, this Tovas Hanoah is not considered significant enough to go and make a Kenyan Chalipin. That's why Rabban Gamliel didn't make a Kenyan Chalipin. Well, guess what? If it's not significant enough to make a Kenyan Chalipin, so Hochanami, Tovas Hanoah, Eino Mamon, it's not considered significant enough, this Tovas Hanoah, Liknos Abikarka, to make a Kenyan Agav. So that's why Rava and Rabbi Abba didn't accept Ula's answer, no, that it's not acquired by a Kenyan Chatzir, it's acquired by a Kenyan Agav. No, it's not acquired by a Kenyan Agav, it's not considered significant enough, it couldn't be acquired by Kenyan Chalipin, and it can't be acquired by Kenyan Agav. Therefore, the only way Rabban Gamliel was able to give it over to Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya and Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef was via a Kenyan Chatzir. But there, my question, Rabbi Abba says, it wasn't Mishtamer, so how does a Kenyan Chatzir work? So that's what Rava explains why Rabbi Abba didn't accept this. However, Velohi, the Gemara says, in fact, Rava and Rabbi Abba are both wrong. Velohi, because Matnos Kahuna Nisino Kesiva Behu. When you give over the Matnos Kahuna, the Trumas and Maisers, to the Kohen and the Levi, and similarly to the Oni, so it has to be a giving over. The Torah says it has to be Nisino. Chalipin derach mekach umemkahu. That's why they couldn't do a Kenyan Chalipin, because a Kenyan Chalipin is a business deal. It's not a giving it over for free. But metaltalin agav karka, a Kenyan agav, that's not a business deal. That could even be nesino alimtihi. That is the ideal. That's the perfect way of giving it over. So therefore, yes, you're right. A Kenyan Suda wouldn't have worked over here because the Tovas Hanoah wasn't considered mammon enough, significant enough to go make a business deal like a Kenyan Chalipin. However, a Kenyan Agav, absolutely, that would have worked perfectly. And in fact, that is what Rabbi Gamliel did when he had Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef go and give him money to be maskir that piece of land. It was working via Kenyan Agav, and that's why the Balaam didn't have to be there, and that's why Ula's question doesn't get off the ground. Okay, so Ula, bottom line, is considered to have been correct in dismissing Rabbi Abba's concern. Rapapa Mar, another way to defend Ula is as follows. Das Acheres Makno Sunshiny. When you have a regular Kenyan Chotzer, so then the only way you can acquire is if you're there and you're mishtamerit. However, if somebody else is giving it to you, then a Kenyan Chatzah can work even if it's eino mishtameres. And how do we know this? We know Temra, because it's none. We learned in our Mishnah, Ra, Oson, Ratzin, Achar, Mesiv, Vechule, we said, and the Reisha of the Mishnah, that if he's running after his Tzvi, that is Shover, the broken deer, or the little pigeons, the little birds that haven't yet the ability to fly, so then he acquires it via Kenyan Chatzer. That's only because of who shirats acharein umagian. That's because we said that he could run after the animal or the birds and have captured them, and that's why he's able to acquire them with his field. But then Rav Yirmiyah stated, Ubay Rav Yirmiyah, he asked, what would have been the case if it was somebody else giving him this, let's say, broken deer or these birds that could not yet fly? Somebody else owned them and he was giving them over to the owner of this field with a Kenyan Chatzer. So Rav Yirmiyah says, in fact, that would make a valid Kenyan even if the owner wasn't there, because Kibla Mine Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said in that situation, yes, Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying that in fact a kinyan could be made even though it is not a chatzer mishtameris, even though he's not right there. As Rashi points out, Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was, me buying, it's just the first of the widest lines in the Rashi, in the middle, do you need over here also when the friend gives it over to you that he's there by the side? In other words, it's a chatzer mishtameris or not? That was his question. Do you need the chatzer mishtameris or not? And Kibla Mine Rabbi Abba, in the next Rashi, he says, Lahacha boya mi Rabbi Yirmiyah, the shapir dok sheyesh shiluch bein matana lehefker. That there is, in fact, a difference. Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was saying, is there a difference between acquiring it from Hefker, where you have to be Ratzach Harein Umagin, has to be a Chatzim Mishtameres, but by a Matana, it's different. And in fact, by a Matana, it is different. Af al pi Shuratzach Harein, the Ein Magin, but in that situation, would, since somebody's giving it to him, would it in fact, if he's not there, be a valid Kinyan? And the answer is yes. Why, my timer, isn't it because lav mishum de das acheris makno son shiny? Because somebody is giving it over. So therefore, when you're acquiring it from Hefker, you have to be there. It has to be a chatzer mishtameres. But when you're being given this by somebody else, that person can give it to you and you don't have to be there. So Rav Papa is telling us that what Rav Gamliel was doing in this situation was giving it over to Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah and Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. And therefore, in this situation, they didn't have to be there. And that's why Ula dismissed Rabbi Abba's question. Gemara says, wait a second. Amalei Rav Simi l'Rav Papa. Rav Simi questions Rav Papa, and he says, there's a difference over here. You have by a get, Hari get, the das acheres maknotso, when the husband is giving it to the wife. So there's another person involved over here, the husband who's giving it to the wife. And nevertheless, Ula holds, Ula, Vusho medes, bitzad beisa, o bitzad chatzera. The woman is not there. It's not a chatzer mishtameres. So then, even though the husband threw it into her house or threw it into her yard, she's not considered divorced unless she is there. In other words, even though there's a das acheres, even though there's somebody else involved, you need to have the woman standing over there. That seems to schlug up Rav Papa's teretz. So Gemara says, no, a get is different, shiny get. Why is a get different? The isei bal karcha. Because a get works even against her will. She could be saying, I don't want to get divorced, I don't want to get divorced. But once he throws it into her yard or her house and she's there, she's divorced no matter what. Gemara says, what? That doesn't make any sense. Maskevlo Rav Sheshes, Rei de Ravidi. Rav Sheshes, who's the son of Ravidi, says that doesn't make sense. The law of kavuchomer, it should exactly be the opposite. If you're telling me umaget de isei bal karcha, a get works against the woman's will, even though halacha l'maisa today you can't give her a divorce against the will. But min hadin, you would be allowed to go and give her a divorce against the will. So then iomedes b'tzad beisa ubetzad chaserah in ilo lo. But even there, it only works if it's a chatzer mishtameres. If she's standing there, so then she can be divorced against the will. But if she's not standing there, even though it went into her house, into her yard, she can't be divorced against the will. So then kal v'chomer, matana, dimidaite, that in a matana, you can't give somebody matana unless they want it, so then certainly, lo koshikein, it must certainly be the din, based upon get, that by a matana, you can only accept the matana if you're there. If by a get, which you can be forced upon, it's baal karcha, you have to be there. So certainly by a matana, which can't be forced upon you, you should have to be there. So, pum faker, this is still a kasha, the papa. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, no, the difference between a get and a matana is as follows. And we turn to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The difference is, a chotzer, when something acquires a kinyan chotzer on your behalf, so it's raboy. The reason that works is mishum yad. That's because it's functioning as if your hand was there. Your chotzer is functioning as if it was your hand. However, velo gara mishlichos. It can't be any worse than being a shliach. Now, get in regards to a get, the chov hu la, it's not good for the woman to be divorced. She was much better off being married. So ein chovim li'odim ela b'fonav. That's why she has to be there, because your yard can't be worse than a shaliach. And a shaliach can only be doing this if you want it done. So therefore, she has to be there and, so to say, accept this present that she's being given. Accept the get that she's being given. Ein chovim li'odim ela b'fonav. However, gabi matana, when you're getting a present, this chosulo, that is a chos for you, and zoch liyadim shalom b'fonav. Therefore, that's why it will work with the matana, and that's why there is no problem on Rav Papa's teretz. When Rabbi Gamliel was giving a matana, over to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, no problem for them not to be there. It doesn't need to be Chotzer Mishtaveris. But by a get, which is Chavin Li'odam, Shalom B'Fonav, no, you have to be there in order for it to work. Now let's go back and discuss something. We'll repeat the whole thing now. Gufa usually repeats the whole thing. So we had said in our Mishnah, Ra'os and Ratzin Achar Metzia V'chule. If you see somebody running after this tzvi that was shavur, or these little birds that can't yet fly, so he acquires them if he's there. So Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yirmi said the name of Rav Yochanan, that's only because who shirots achareim umagim, because he's there and could acquire them, and therefore his chatzur can acquire them for him. And then, boy Rav Yirmi had asked this question, b'matonahech, would the same din apply by a matonah that you need a chatzur mishtameres? And we said, kibla b'nei, Rabbi Abba Barkana, demonstrated and showed that Rav Yirmi in fact would say that no, by a matonah it's different. You don't need a chatzur mishtameres. Avo pi shirots achareim, the einagin, even though he couldn't reach them, he wasn't there, it still works. Now, that's what we had just said, and the Gemara now has another question. Boy, Rava asked the following. What happens if Zorak Arnechi, a person throws a wallet, B'Pesach Zeh, he throws it in on side A, and he throws it through the entire house, the Yotza B'Pesach Acher, and it exits on the other side of the house without ever landing inside the house. Mahu, what's the halacha? Does the person who owns this house acquire this arnaki, this wallet that passed through his airspace of his house but never landed in his house? Do we say, Avir She'ein Sofa Lenuach Kimunach Dami? Or, oh, lo, or not Kimunach Dami? In other words, this wallet went through his airspace. Do we say, well, it went through his airspace, we view it as if it's Kluta Kimosha Huncha Dami? Do we view it as if it's landed in there, even though it's only in the airspace, but his airspace is considered like it was Munach, and therefore he acquires it, or not? We say, no, it never landed, and it isn't going to land. It's on its way out. It isn't expected to have landed there. It's expected to go right through the house and go out the other side. So therefore, it's not considered kimunach dami. That's the question that Rava raised. Now, only Rav Papa responds to Rava. Others say, V'Amri Lo, Rav Ada Bar Masna was the one that responded to Rava. And others say, V'Amri Lo, it was Ravina that had responded to Rava. Lav Hayinu Masnisin. Isn't this exactly the same case as our Mishnah? What did our Mishnah say? Ro'oson, read it again. Ro'oson, Ro'otzen Achar Metziah. If people see a guy running after the Metziah, and in that situation, the Amr of Yochanan, Rav Yirmiyah, it said the name of Yochanan, it's for who she rots Achareim Umagin. It's only because he's there, and he could have gotten them before they left the field, that he acquires them. And to that, oh boy, Rav Yirmi had asked this question, the matana hech, what would be if it was a matana? Does he have to be there or not? The kibla b'nei, Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, that no, he doesn't have to be there. The matana, afa b'shirot sachareim, the ein magin, he would acquire it. So what do you see? Since this person threw his wallet into the guy's house and wanted him to acquire it, so even though he's not there to go and bring it down, even though it never lands in his house, once it's in his airspace, with the power of the other person giving it over, so then he should acquire it, and it should be kimunach dami. So therefore, whoever it was, this Amori, is it Rav Papa, Rav Ada, Rav Masna, or Ravina, who responded to Rava, yes, it is considered kimunach dami. But Rava didn't accept their answer to his question. Amalei said, no, this is different. Mizgalgel Karmis, with the deer running through the field, or the birds that are there in the field and can't fly away. So in this situation, since the other person is giving to them and they're in the field, the tzvi is in his field. It's munach dami. The birds are there in the field. Munach dami. So that's different. Even though he's not there, his field could acquire for them because the other person is giving it over to him. Mizgalgel Karmis, you can't bring me a raya from when they're in the field itself. And therefore, shiny mizgalgel, lichemunach dami, that's considered as if it's actually on the ground. And therefore, the person giving it over to him, that helps make the kinyan for him, even though he's not there and he couldn't have gotten it. However, in the case of the arnaki, so it's not touching the ground. It's not mizgalgel. And therefore, if he's not there to get it, you can't say the avir of his house acquired the arnaki. It went right through his house and went out the other side. It never was miskalka. It never actually was munach dami. And therefore, lav dafka, that we consider it kim munach dami. Again, the deer, the birds, they were touching the ground. Even though they're moving, but they were touching the ground. And therefore, shiny miskalka, the kim munach dami, as opposed to the arnaki, which you can't tell me is kim munach dami. With this, we conclude today's share.